This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We are raising awareness about a lot of things, man. So today we are focusing on breast cancer, as it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. On Thursday we'll be focusing on National Dwarfism Awareness Day. So there is a lot of things that we are touching on Gyonagi Hlanganani Midday Show. But today, as Ngisho, we are focusing on breast cancer, and we do have Sister Sole joining us from Campus Health Clinic. She's going to be telling us why it is important for people to be reminded of this month and why it is important to raise awareness about breast cancer. So she's joining me live right now. Sister Sole, welcome to MUT Radio.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Yeah, it's always an honor because we always get educated somehow. We always have something to take home. Yeah, so it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So maybe if you can start there, when we talk about breast cancer, what are we talking about?
As it has been mentioned already, October was named as a Breast Cancer Awareness Month since 1985. Mm. Yes, breast cancer is a very serious situation. If you are said to be diagnosed with breast cancer, it is a very serious condition. Not that others are not, but breast cancer, because it has so many factors, risk factors that cause it, that predisposes the person to it, the risk factors that are uncontrollable, the risk factors that you have nothing, you can't do anything about them. Like if you started having your periods as early as before the age of 12 years, it means you are at risk of developing breast cancer later in life. Also, if for older people, if you start having menopause after the age of 55, it also predisposes to breast cancer, because during that time, it means you got exposure to a prolonged exposure to estrogen hormone. Mm. Yeah. Also, being a woman carries a higher risk of developing breast cancer, and unfortunately you can't change that, even if you can go for other of certain procedures like transgender, you know, all of those things. It does not change the way your hormones are programmed in your body as a woman. Yeah.
So I don't know if I heard this correctly, because I think I did attend the program last year about breast cancer, and we had a speaker. I don't remember her name, but Washuguti, also male can be affected.
Yes, yes. Breast cancer does not choose a gender. Whether you are a male, whether you are a woman, you are at risk of developing cancer, especially if you do have certain risk factors. Also, it tends to run in families. If you inherit a defective gene, then you are at risk of developing breast cancer. With males, the thing is, it can occur, but at a very low scale compared to women.
So maybe what are some of the advantages maybe for getting early detection?
Early detection saves lives for any type of cancer. Once it is detected early, then your life can be saved. Because once a cancer cell starts invading other tissues in the body, the process that we call metastasis, once that process starts happening in your body, it makes it very difficult to control the spread of cancer. So early detection saves lives.
Yeah. So while we're still on that point, maybe what are some of the signs, maybe warnings that you can look out for, maybe to give you a hint with, okay, something is happening?
Okay, for breast cancer, what is important is that we urge people to do self breast examination at home every month. So when you do that, you can start looking for signs, like if there is some discharge coming out of your nipples without squeezing them. If there is something that comes out on its own, you can check for dimpling of your breast. You know, if you see that there are dimples all over the breast tissue, and the abnormal enlargement of the breast, all the the body organs that are paired, we are aware that they are not exactly the same size, you know, even with the legs. You might find that one leg is a little bit bigger than the other one. But if you find that that enlargement is too exaggerated, then you need to pay attention to that. Also, the developing a lump in your breast is one of the signs. And if you feel pain in your breast also, it can be the sign of a breast cancer.
Now, you also mentioned that it can be inherited. So it can be passed down from generation to generation. Maybe now if it happens that it's not passed down, maybe hereditary, maybe are there some of the things that you can do maybe to reduce your chances of getting breast cancer?
Yes, there are controllable risk factors. Yeah, like avoiding drinking a lot of alcohol, reducing the intake of alcohol, try and reducing the cigarette smoking. You can reduce or even stop doing that. Controlling your weight as well, and exercising all the time, because as you exercise, you get more oxygen that gets driven down to the cellular level, and cancer cells that do not survive where there is too much oxygen. And also cutting down on genetically modified foods or processed foods. Try and reduce intake of that as much as you can.
Yeah. So maybe if I can take out of this, so cigarettes does not only maybe contribute to you maybe getting or raising your chances of getting lung cancer, but it can also contribute to you getting breast cancer as well.
Yes, it does, because the products that they use when manufacturing cigarettes, some of them, most of them are carcinogenic. So the more you smoke, the more you expose yourself into those carcinogenic agents in cigarettes.
Wow, I don't want to keep you very long. Maybe now, before I let you go, maybe what? Why is it important that we raise awareness about this in October, every October?
It is very important because, like we mentioned earlier on, that early detection saves lives. Because most of the time, we don't pay attention to our health. Like, with the stats in the sub-Saharan, is 50%. Sub-Saharan Africa, the mortality rate is about 50%. And most of the time, it's due to late detection of this breast cancer. Late detection and also inaccessible healthcare centers. That is why more people die, because by the time they go to the hospital and get checked out, the disease has already spread to other parts of the body.
Yeah, that is intense. Sister Stola, thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio. This was very enlightening, and hopefully our listeners will learn a thing or two. Or maybe before I let you go, is there anything that you, the Campus Clinic has planned? I mean, this is also one of them as you are raising awareness here, but is there anything that students and staff can expect?
You know what? We have sent a communication to staff and students that please do come to the clinic to get checked out for breast cancer, and also learn. We do demonstrations every day so that people learn how to perform breast check on their own at home. So that is very important. You cannot keep going to the clinic every month to get checked out, but you can do that every month. After having your periods, you wait for about 5 days, allowing your hormones in the body to settle down, and then you start checking your breast at home. So come to the clinic so that you learn how you can do that in your safe space at home.
Thank you very much again. I know I have a thank you, but thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.